Inspired and empowered, where every day counts. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're well and having a good day. Well, this morning we're continuing that topic of faith, and we'll be touching on the third kind of faith. If you remember, we spoke about the first two types of faith. We talked about the spiritual faith. We talked about the living faith. And today we'll be touching on the faith that moves mountains. First of all, we're looking at the scripture in Mark chapter 11 from verse 22. And this is what Jesus says. Jesus says, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. When you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive such a person, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." So we're talking about the faith that moves mountains. And Jesus says here, he says, if anyone shall say to this mountain, right? So the faith that moves mountain is a faith which comes into play whenever you have challenges and you face adversities in life. Because we see here, Jesus says, I tell you, if anyone will say to a mountain, and the mountain is representative of obstacles, challenges, and sort of hurdles that you have and you face in life. But Jesus says, if you can say to this mountain, to this hurdle, to this challenge, go throw yourself into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart. Now, this faith is a faith that comes when you face challenges, when you face obstacles, when your back is against the wall, where there is a huge opposition, where there's a huge challenge, where there's something that you have to go against, when there's something which looks like is insurmountable, there's something that it challenges your course in life. It says this is the faith that is necessary. You will always have one point or another in life where your course in life would be challenged. Your course in life, there would always be a form of blockage or a form of challenge that you have to face in life, okay? But this is the faith that is necessary, that is required for you to be able to overcome and to face such challenges. What is it about this faith? First of all, this faith is a faith that is built up, that is concrete, that is created in your heart. It says, if he does not doubt in his heart. Okay, so you have to have this faith in your heart. Now, for this faith to happen in your heart, you have to first of all have had the living faith. The living faith is that faith which you practice every day through prayer, through studying the word, drawing close to God. Now, that faith is what builds up the faith that moves mountains. Your living faith, your practice, your regular prayers, your regular studying of the word, your regular seeking of God is what builds up the faith in your heart that will be able to move mountains. You know, oftentimes we relegate the living faith and we face challenges, and all of a sudden, you know, we want to have a faith that can move mountains. It doesn't work that way. When you draw close to God in regular prayers and worship and studying of his word, what begins to happen is that the faith that is necessary to move mountains is built up inside of you. Without that consistent seeking of God, you would not be able to pull that faith that moves mountains when the time comes for you to do so. Jesus says he does not doubt in his heart, but believes. So the faith that moves mountains does not have any room for doubt. What are you believing for? You cannot doubt. What hope do you have? And what are you trusting God for? There should not be a single element of doubt in your heart. The faith that moves mountains, Jesus says, if he does not doubt in his heart, your doubting cripples your belief. Your doubting pulls you away from the place where your faith becomes productive. What are you believing for? What are you having faith for? Your faith must rest on something. And that faith rests on the fact that you have a living faith, which you exercise every day. So when you talk about the faith that moves mountains, understand that the prerequisite for that faith is your living faith. For that faith that moves mountains to be effective, you ought to have the living faith in you that is practiced daily. Then your faith would be able to move mountains. Is your faith alive? If you face challenges, if you face obstacles in life, this is what you can use to bring down every barrier. So build up your living faith. Spend regular time in prayer, in reading the word, so that your faith would come alive. You see, believing is of the heart. It's not of the mind. Faith must be a conviction in the heart. All right? So we're going to continue on this aspect of the faith that moves mountains. Begin to look at the situations that are in your life, obstacles, and apply your faith to be able to move them. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to this. Have a good day and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Why not follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and share this episode with a friend? Go make every day count.